sometimes we'd be waiting all day long, you know, and he'd say, what would he say while it does? What was the thing every day? We had the program. I'm talking to him, we'd always say, what's the program today? And he'd go, don't worry, we're happy ones. So, you know, he'd come wait, and then it'd be late. And then somehow, before you kind of lost it, he would show up and set out. And I remember being in Barkla Beach, which is southern India, very hot there, so we didn't like heat. So by the time the sun was about to go down, we went to a confluence of the ocean and the rivers coming in, and he just sort of knew, and the sun was coming like right down at that moment. And it was like the most perfect moment, and somehow he had just kind of, he had never been there before, he just kind of felt it. He had this way of feeling things properly, and then we got in the car, and walking water, then we get in the car, and we just show up, and all of a sudden we're at a temple, and everyone is coming in, and all the men are taking their shirts off, and they're going into this temple, and everyone is like ecstatic, we're there. Literally, they just are hugging us and bringing us in and laughing and feeding us food. And he just had this way of feeling how to get into the moments in the right way. Since we had different language, you know, I'm looking at Steve Gore because he'll know what I'm saying. You know, he would say, Drala, we're going to meet Drala today, which is kind of the life force of the universe in a way, you know. And he would just kind of go, see, we did it. We got to Drala. It was so exciting.